Greetings, Saints of God. We continue on this important topic. Love must win. And in the last segment, we spoke about the fact that if love must win, if love must work, we must view love as a lifestyle. We must view love as God-given. And also, love that completes the believer. In the book of 1 John 4, verse 7 to 9, the Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." The source of love is now identified. God is a source. God is a source of love. Bless the name of Jesus. God is a source of love. Very important we understand that God is a source. Is the source of love. Of love. If love must work, we need to understand that the source of love. The source of love is God. He is the foundation of love. And so we are encouraged by John to love one another. Why? Because love is of God. It's God's nature. It comes out of God. And he said, everyone that loveth, if we practice love, it confirms that we are born of God. And that's not any love, the love of God, the agape love we're talking about, and knoweth God. That unconditional, in spite of kind of love, is the true love of God. And so the word of God says, he that loveth not, if we can't love, we can't declare that we have the love of God. In fact, the word of God says we don't know God. We don't really know God if we can't express love, even under austere situation. If our response is to hate and to cut off and to ill-treat people and to backstab and to backbite, then that's not love of God. We have to have the Lord love of God to constrain us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Very important. The Spirit of God will help us to allow the love of God to constrain us, that we do not act outside of the will of God, but act within the will of God to perform our duties as believers. It is important that we understand God becoming the foundation of the love that we live by as God's children. Verse 9 says, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." So this is referencing John 3:16. And verse 10 says, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he, God, loved us." Not that we love him, you know, but that he loved us. That's volition. That's love in spite of, unconditional. And sent his Son into to be the propitiation for our sins. Very, very important that we understand that God assumed the responsibility on Jesus Christ to be our sins, to remove the curse. He took on our burden to release us from the captivity of sin and to release us into the will of God, so the love of God can be showered on us as God's people. So verse 11 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." If God loves us, we never love him. And shower on us his love that we don't deserve. It therefore means that as believers, we should show or express love towards others. Not because they deserve it, but because we are grateful that God pardons or choose to love when we choose should not be loved. So we should not choose who we love. We should do as God did. He loved unconditionally. He did not choose who he wanted to love. He loved the world, scriptures say. Those who were with him, those who were against him, those who didn't love him, those who spoke against him, he still acted out of love. This is not a very easy thing to do. This is a difficult topic to cover, can I tell you? But a topic that is important to the lifestyle of believers. And so we are going on this journey of love. This should transform the way we think, transform the way we live, transform the way we love. and transform the way our lifestyle has been to what it ought to be if we are truly lights of the world. Then we can say clearly that we are shining and God's glory is being revealed through us because we are exercising the love of God. This love is meant to complete us, and so the Spirit of God has come alongside to help us to produce this kind of love that cannot be produced from earth. It's a love that comes from God that can only be produced through the help of the Holy Spirit. It is that has come alongside to help us to produce, to cultivate, to develop, and to manifest this kind of love. May we be guided by the Holy Spirit so that we can allow God's love to work in us and bring others to know the love of God. We continue on the topic in the next segment. God bless.